Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me.
That's Terry Stafford bringing us back. I know it sounds like Elvis, but it's not. Seven till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of our day. Ivan Meisner is with us. Dr. Ivan Meisner, the founder and the chairman of Business Network International, BNI.com. He's the world's expert on networking. He's literally taught the world how to network. Ivan, we're so proud of the work that you and your organization do. Folks, if you go to the website, you can find out where a chapter nearby is that you can become part of. And if you don't have one nearby, you can start one. You can find that out at the website too, can't they, Ivan?
Absolutely. We now have over 6,100 groups in almost 50 countries.
Yeah, and it's amazing to see the growth just since Ivan's been on the show for the last 12 years, folks. So check it out, BNI.com. And also, all your writing, I know you write for entrepreneur.com and a lot of other places, so please check that out. Ivan, one of the things that you did recently, and you received an award at the college that you went to school with, you talked about the idea that where you come from does not have to determine where you go. What did you mean?
Well, you know, I grew up in a really humble sort of community, people always, I don't know why, but they assume, I guess because of the higher education, you know, that I grew up in a wealthy family, and
right.
I absolutely did not. And I couldn't afford to go to a four-year college. We kind of touched on this a little in the beginning of the interview. I couldn't afford to go to a four-year college, so I went to a community college. I had been accepted to Occidental, but I couldn't afford to go. And so I went to a little community college. And I really believe that it's what you put into that experience that determines what you get out of it. And one of the things that I told these kids at this community college commencement ceremony was that what you do with where you come from determines where you go in life. It's not where you come from. It's what you do with where you come
mm-hmm.
from. And so, you know, I told them basically that as they go through the next stage of their life, that they should remember one thing, and that is that successful people form the habits of doing things that unsuccessful people just don't want to do, which really means that the secret to success without hard work is still a secret. And that's mm-hmm. what I wanted to get across to these kids. And I think it's a message that we all could remind ourselves about in business today.
Well, you know, as you know, Ivan, my parents were as blue-collar as they get. And I received an award from my alma mater and a few years ago, and I said the reason I went to this school was the only school I knew how to get to. And in those days, a semester of tuition cost $155, and
yeah.
One semester I had $100, my dad had $55, and the next semester it was the other way around.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, even though that wasn't a lot, that's not a lot of money, right? It was a lot of money back then.
That wouldn't cover books now.
That's exactly what. Yeah, exactly. But or one class of books. But the thing is that I really liked how you said that, and I just encourage people. And isn't that what's great about America? And isn't that the story that we all need to be telling? That's the story that President Obama needs to be saying every day to somebody. You know, look what you can do in America. It doesn't matter where you came from, because you've got the ability to go wherever you want to go. Nobody is holding. If you're held back, if you're being held back, if you're not happy with where you are in life, if you're willing to work for it, you can change that.
You absolutely can, and I think I'm a living example of that. And you know, so many of my classmates in high school. You know, went on to vocational jobs or prison, and I'm only half kidding. And you know, you can go, and you can really go anywhere you want in life if you're just willing to do the hard work that's necessary. And you don't have to go to an Ivy League college to make that happen. You know, I went to a community college, and then I went to a state university, and my entire bachelor's degree. Cost the same as one semester in graduate school, which is a
yeah.
private unit.
Yeah.
One semester. And so, really, for as expensive as it is, because it's gone up, it's still a lot less expensive in state schools than it is in community colleges than it is at a,
absolutely,
you know, at a private university.
And
so
folks,
there are forms of education out there that are reasonably priced.
And as important as education is, folks, when we talk about where you came from is not have to determine where you go, we're not just talking about education either. And I'll tell you, Ivan, it's in America, especially, you can go wherever you want to go. And if you're if you feel like you're being held back, check your position, and make sure that that you're not holding yourself back. So, Ivan, hey, thanks for being here. I've really enjoyed this visit.
Thank you. And if people want to see that, it's a short video about
a
minute long. Businessnetworking.com, which is my blog.
Businessnetworking.com. That's his blog. So check that out, folks. You can see both of these couple of videos there. Thanks, Ivan. See you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.